This approach also applied to key hires. He would have candidates meet the top leaders, Cook, Devanian, Schiller, Rubenstein, Ive, rather than just the managers of the department where they wanted to work. "Then we all get together without the person and talk about whether they'll fit in," Jobs said. His goal was to be vigilant against the bozo explosion that leads to a company's being larded with second-rate talent. For most things in life, the range between best and average is 30% or so. The best airplane flight, the best meal, they may be 30% better than your average one. What I saw with Woz was somebody who was 50 times better than the average engineer. He could have meetings in his head. The Mac team was an attempt to build a whole team like that, A players. People said they wouldn't get along, they'd hate working with each other. But I realized that A players liked to work with A players. They just didn't like working with C players. At Pixar, it was a whole company of A players. When I got back to Apple, that's what I decided to try to do. You need to have a collaborative hiring process. When we hire someone, even if they're going to be in marketing, I will have them talk to the design folks and the engineers. My role model was J. Robert Oppenheimer. I read about the type of people he sought for the atom bomb project. I wasn't nearly as good as he was, but that's what I aspired to do.